Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. This half hour will feature the Marvelettes, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Betty LaVette, Bonnie Pointer, Mary Wells, Kim Weston, Shanice, and Carolyn Crawford. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from the Marvelettes, Beechwood 4-5-7-8-9, right here on Motown.
me some water to stop the rain and bring me some sun. 'Cause every time I found me somebody, they'd get what they wanted and soon be gone.
A Motown memory from Betty LaVette, right in the middle of Falling in Love. It had only reached 103 of the United States pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 39 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1982. Before that, Glass Night and the Pips with the Nitty Gritty, number 19 in the pop charts from 1969. And we started this half hour with the Marvelettes and Beechwood 45789, number 17 from 1962. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You. Well, Heaven Must Have Sent You was a song written by Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland, and it was first recorded from the Elgins in 1966. The disco version by Bonnie Pointer was included in her 1978 album entitled Bonnie Pointer. Bonnie stated at the time, quote, "I wanted to cut that tune and the other old Motown tune called When I'm Gone simply because I've always done it." Well, Bonnie suggested to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, that Berry remake Heaven Must Have Sent You as a disco track after Bonnie Pointer had heard the Village People's hit YMCA and realized that Heaven Must Have Sent You would work well with an arrangement similar to that of YMCA. Well, it was a very long version of the song also recorded on a 12-inch single that included a much longer instrumental interlude with extra percussion and string solos towards the middle of the song. Well, here is Bonnie Pointer, Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown.
Heaven Tom@motormemories@yahoo.com.
Less Than with Helpless, a great song, but it only reached number 56 in the United States pop charts from 1966. Before that, Mary Wells and Two Lovers, number 7 from 1962. And we start with Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, Shanice and I Love Your Smile, right here on Motown Memories.
Sunshine,
Carolyn Crawford with My Smile Is Just a Frown Turned Upside Down, and then reached number 39 the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1964. That song was written by Smokey Robinson. In the year before, Carolyn, at the age of 13, won a talent contest, and the prize was a contract with Motown Records. She recorded a total of 3 singles and didn't have much success on Motown. And we started with Shanice and I Love Your Smile. Shanice is Shanice Lorraine Wilson, born May 14, 1973. Well, this hour, we featured the women of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.